see you this evening. If you'll make your way to 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. I did do some shopping this week, all right? You guys know I'm a Texan through and through, but I ordered, you know, obviously like a good American, I ordered from Amazon. But I ordered something, and I thought you'd be proud of me. I figured it was about time to get a flag to have around. And so I got a Wyoming flag, all right? All right, so we can celebrate that, all right? So, well, it is good to see you tonight. Hope you had a good day. And if you didn't, don't worry, it's almost over, right? So, but it is good to be here. It's been good to have Mom, for sure. And glad she came. So, yeah. Anyways. So, 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. And our message tonight, I would say, probably is a little bit more lesson and a little bit maybe more teaching. But as we look at 2 Chronicles, maybe you've heard this phrase. Anybody ever heard that the singing is to prepare our hearts for the message? Has anybody ever heard that? Right? Yeah, I've heard that. I've probably said it as well. And I'd just like to say that while it's true that the music that we sing before the preaching can prepare our hearts, the truth is that's not necessarily why it's there. Now, us being prepared for the preaching of God's word, I would say is a symptom, is something that happens because we praise the Lord, okay? And so we're kind of building a biblical basis as to why I would take just a little bit of issue of why, the music, it's to prepare our hearts for the preaching-ish. Yes, it does that, but what is the purpose of a song service? What is the purpose? Why do we pick up hymns and sing? Why do we have a time at the beginning of our services to sing songs, right? I mean, sometimes we look at that and be like, well, it's good filler time to prepare us, right? To get everybody in. Everybody's running late. No, not necessarily, okay? So if you'll stick with me just for a little bit, that's kind of what we're looking at tonight. What's the purpose of a song service, all right? And so as we look here in 2 Chronicles chapter number 5, verse number 11, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers of all of them, of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding the trumpets." All right, so this is what's going on. And then it says, "And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God." And so as we look at this, this is the dedication of the temple, right? So the worship has been in the tabernacle. It's been where they could pick it up and move it, right? And pastor's gone through study on that recently. And as we think about this, we know that David wanted to build the temple, but God said, no, you're a man of war. I'm going to use your son Solomon, right? And so Solomon and Israel built the temple, and what happened is this is dedication day, right? The temple is now prepared. It's ready for the worship of the Lord, and here it is, the opening day, right? And this is the service that they had, right? And so let's go, Lord, in prayer as we look into this just for a few moments tonight. Lord, we thank you so much for your many blessings to us. We do thank you for helping us through our day. God, I know each and every person has had a busy and maybe stressful or just a mentally taxing day. But God, either way, I pray that you'd calm our hearts and our minds. And I know that after a busy day, it's hard sometimes to sit and to calm our hearts and minds as we're just going over the day or what we have tomorrow. But I pray that you'd help us over the next few moments as we look into your word. God, and not as we just come up with ideas and things, but God, as we learn from you and what you would have for us to do. So I pray that you'd help us to see the importance of music, help us to see what is possible, God, when we praise you. And so I pray that you'd work in our service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So at the dedication of the temple here, we're given some insight into this service, right? Quite a service, right? So if you followed along there, that here it is, that the musicians are playing, the singers are singing, everybody's just excited for the worship of the Lord, the temple, the opening day here, and all that's going on. And then it shows us, hey, man, the Spirit of the Lord showed up that day, right? It says that it showed up, the Spirit of the Lord showed up in such a mighty way that they couldn't even minister. They couldn't even stand up, that the Lord just showed up in a mighty way, that it was over for the rest of the people, and it was just about the Lord, right? And what a service. I mean, seriously, it talks about the cloud just moves in. We can't even stand up. We can't do anything except just have a special time as the Lord showed his glory and filled the house with his Spirit. And what a day it would have been, right? So Solomon and Israel, they've completed the construction, and now it was time to use it. And on this celebration day, we see what takes place. We see the end result of a great service where the Spirit of the Lord showed up, right? Now, here's the thing that we can say, wow, that's awesome. But the truth is, if we're going to get to the end, we got to get there, right? I say it this way. Every product has a process. If you don't like your product, you're going to have to change your process, right? So the product is that the Spirit of the Lord showed up in a mighty way. Okay, well, what's the process to that, right? That would be my question and is my question. So if the Lord showed up in such a mighty way on that day, well, how'd you do it, right? That's what we desire. Every service that we have, for the Lord to show up. And if he showed up that day, well, how'd it happen, right? So let's look at it, all right? Verse number 11, we see this. We see that the priest had prepared for this day. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. They were sanctified. They had taken time to prepare, right? It wasn't just, okay, well, it's opening day. What are we going to do? I don't know. You got a song? No, I don't have a song. You got a song? No, we better take an offering. We know that. But right? No, they had prepared. And not just prepared in a selection, right? They didn't have just an order of service. But when it talks about sanctified, it's really talking about that spiritual preparation. That they took time in prayer. They took time in confession of sin, making sure that their hearts were right with the Lord. And we see that they took time to prepare, again, not just one of these. Thank you, Lord. There was one of these here, an order of service. Printed this out February 23rd, right? It wasn't just that we prepared here. It wasn't that they had just prepared here. They had prepared here. There's a big difference. We can come up with some good selections of songs, and Brother Wayne does that, and the musicians, they pick out some great songs. But we got to understand that, I'm already going into application, which, well, I figured I would. But we'll get there, all right? But that ultimately here it was that the priests took time, and the musicians, they took time to prepare for the service. Not just a laundry list of check, 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 but looked inwardly, spiritually, am I prepared for praising the Lord? They were prepared, right? We see this, that there was preparation for the musicians, verse number 12. And also the Levites, which were singers, all of them of Asaph, and it continues on, and their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen, right? Choir robes. They had some, right? Thankfully, we don't have to do that. All right. Okay, all right. That's a little choir director joke, right? All right. But the point being here, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding the trumpets. All right, so you got 120 priests with trumpets. You got people playing cymbals, psalteries, and harps. And you say this, all right, we're going to play a song. Ready, start. One, two, three. Brr. What song are we playing? Oh, I don't know. Right? They had to be prepared, right? It talks about in verse number 13 that the singers were as one, making one sound, right? They knew what song they were going to sing. They were prepared. They were ready to go, right? They had taken time to prepare the music, sure, all right? Verse number 13, we find this, that the musicians and the singers were in harmony. They were as one. I'll go ahead and add this illustration here. I can remember as, I don't know, probably 11, maybe 10 years old at that time, Dad was having me lead the song service, and my sister was the pianist at that time, and so Dad's joke was always, hey, it's always great to have a song leader and a pianist that you can, if they get out of line, you know. All right, that was his joke, all right? Kind of a joke. All right, but it was a Wednesday night. I can still remember it because it was a long night after church. But anyways, my sister was over there, and I was leading the music, and we kind of had a little brother-sister feud right during church, and it was like, I said this song. She was like, no, you said this. It was a bad deal. All right, the Spirit of the Lord was not moving at that moment. All right, maybe the spirit of Beelzebub. All right, anyways. But the point we're making here just for a minute is this, that there was unity, all right? That there was unity. They joined together in unity in the music, all right? The songs that were sung, also we see this, had a very clear message, right? So the music that was selected, here as you go down in verse 13, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That was the song they sang, right? Quite a song. Well, it wasn't that long, but it sure was powerful. That the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever. The message of the song that was sung was a clear message, right? So when all of this comes together, so these few things, they had take time to prepare spiritually. They were there. They were in harmony. There was unity. All of those things come together, and here's what happened. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. All right? So much so that the priest couldn't stand to minister because the glory of the Lord was thick in the temple. Right? So here it was. All right, it's time to preach. Well, I can't. All right? The Lord already showed up in a mighty way. Okay? Now, when we look at this, we can say, wow, what a service, right? I don't know if in heaven they have a video catalog, right? Be like, oh, the Red Crossing, let me watch that today, right? I don't think that's how it goes. But either way, this would be quite a service to watch, right? Okay, so we got all of that. Now, when we think about that took place, that God moved in a mighty way, that all of these pieces came together for what a wonderful service. I'm reminded of two verses. Ready? Malachi 3:6 reminds us that God doesn't change. For I am the Lord, I change not. Okay? Now why would it remind you of that verse? Okay? Well, let me tell you what the other verses that it reminds me of, and then we'll put this together. Acts 10:34 and 35. The Bible says this, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Now, why would those verses come to your mind? This, if it was possible at the dedication of the temple for the song service to be such a blessing and to be so powerful, that the Spirit of the Lord showed up in a mighty way, what it all comes down to is this. Is it possible today for us? Well, the Lord doesn't change. All right? He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't look at the Israelites and say, well, you're Israelites, so you're Israel, and I, I'll, I'll do something for you that I won't do for anybody. Now, I'll say this. I want to clarify. I'm not saying that everything that is promised to Israel is promised to us, all right? Let me just take that time out and be very clear, all right? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that this passage gives us insight as to what is possible when God's people gather together. All right, so as God's people gathered, it shows us what's possible for us today. Is it possible for the Lord to show up in an awesome way during our service here in Gillette, Wyoming, next Sunday? The answer is yes, right? He can do it. Now, again, we like the product. We want the Lord to show up. We want to see a song service where we're just, oh, praise the Lord, right? We're all together, we're singing aloud, and it's just coming together, and not so that way we can get out early, all right? Not when we're clear. Man, the pastor gets up, and we've had such a great song service, and let me just tell you, right? That's a great start. Because of what's taken place in the song service, guess what happens? We're ready for the preaching. But it wasn't because it was just the goal of preparing for preaching. It's because our goal was to see the Lord move and the Lord to work. All right? Now, I know, I'm sure there's a lot of things all coming together that might be a little bit like Golden Corral. You guys know Golden Corral, right? Buffet. Let me just tell you what that place is. Wild. All right? You know, I had a pizza, Brussels sprouts, and, you know, some pudding, right? Whatever you want, you get to have it, okay? Now, we'll try and boil this down from a buffet of just different things and kind of boil it down to some help tonight, all right? Now, if we're going to have a song service where the Lord shows up, there's a couple things, as we mentioned, that we're going to have to prepare for, that we're going to have to do to get that end result, right? Now, so we start off again, going back a little bit over our points, and that is that the musicians and singers have to be spiritually prepared. Now, in congregational singing, who's the singer? Us, right? All of us, okay? So it could be, yeah, sure, our goal is a choir, I'll tell you, that our goal with a choir is not that we just, you know, throw out a few songs here and there, but that we try to contribute to the service. That's our goal, right? Well, as we should, we want our pastor preparing messages, right? That's probably a good expectation that we expect our pastor to prepare for the preaching of God's word, right? Well, here's what we also need is that if we're going to be if we're going to contribute to the service as congregational singing, we're going to need to take time to be spiritually prepared, all right? Spiritually prepared. Remember the word sanctified. Sanctified. What the word sanctified is the idea that it's set apart for something special. Remember all the instruments that were used in the worship of the Lord? And it talked about that they were sanctified. Do you remember that the enemies of Israel, when they would come in, they would desecrate those instruments, right? They'd be like, oh, well, let me just use that. Oh, that's a special cup. Yeah, well, let me have it. I feel like some ginger ale tonight, right? No, right? It was set apart. It's set apart for something special. And so if we're talking about the singers and the musicians being spiritually prepared, we need to talk about it being sanctified, that we take time to make sure that our hearts are right with the Lord. Now, when you start thinking about that, there's a little bit more responsibility to congregational singing than just showing up, right? I'll be honest with you. There have been times where on my drive to church, I wasn't necessarily listening to music or things that would help prepare me for the service, right? Been there. I always say, I don't know a lot of things, but you know, when we're on our way to church, we probably ought to be careful what we're listening to. Now, the argument could be made we should be careful what we listen to all the time. but as we're going to church, why? Because we're preparing our hearts for the worship of the Lord. Okay? I won't even use illustrations. I think of all sorts of people. That's probably not somebody who helps you prepare for church, right? We know of, we could think of music that would probably be that way. But point being, that if we're going to have a song service where the Lord can show up in a mighty way, we need to take time to be spiritually ready. Do you pray for the music service? We pray for the preacher. We should. We need to continue to do that. Remember, this is not taking away from the importance of preaching. This is just kind of getting the whole picture of a service. That we pray for our pastor and his preparation through the week. What a little plug for that Sunday morning men's prayer meeting. Man, it's been a blessing. And it helps me get prepared for the service, that we've taken time. We've prayed for the Sunday school classes. We've prayed for the teachers. We've prayed for our pastor. We've prayed for the choir. We've taken time. And you know what happens? I'm a little bit more prepared for the service. Why? Because I took that time. And we all should take some time to prepare, not just, okay, what songs is Brother Wayne going to pick today? Well, maybe a little bit, but no. The point being, spiritually ready. Am I prayed up? Have I confessed sin that would stand in the way of me praising the Lord this morning or this evening, right? So we should take time to be spiritually prepared for the singing and the preaching of the service. Secondly, we need to be in unity or in harmony. You ever heard a group that was like really incredible at harmony, right? Isn't it awesome when you get all the different parts? The choir, man, it's been awesome. I'm not very good at parts. Every once in a while I can pick one out, so I just go for that, like, four notes that I know as harmony. I go for it. But, man, you get a good group together that's in harmony, and it's awesome. It's a blessing, right? I've also heard some fails as well, right? I've probably been a part of some fails. But you know, it's kind of, whoa, okay, that was out of nowhere, right? Now, why do you say that? Okay, now I'm going to show you in Psalm 100. You can make your way to Psalm 100. But when we talk about being in unity or harmony, let's be very clear that we're not talking about that everybody just has a platinum voice. Okay? We're not talking about the fact that everybody hits every note perfectly. But what we're talking about, and what we have been talking about this whole year, is being in unity. In unity, that we're all coming together to sing, that we're all participating in the service. That's what happens, is all these singers and all these musicians as one to make one sound, right? It doesn't say make one perfect sound. You think that maybe some of the trumpeters were off? Could be. It doesn't say that they're perfect every note. It doesn't say that every voice hit every note perfectly, but it's as one that they came together in unity making one sound. Now, I told you Psalm 100, all right? So I should go there as well. But Psalm 100, let us be reminded of this. The Bible says this: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. Now, I know that we use Psalm 100, verse 1. Many times, it's the end of a joke. Well, the Lord doesn't say we got to sing real great. We just got to make a joyful noise. Can I just tell you, we need to take that to heart. That we need to take it to heart. That, yeah, you know, it is funny. Somebody can't sing. I'll just be honest. My mom's here. I can't lie. My mom's here, and my brother can't sing worth a flip. Mom, am I telling the truth? He sings with all his heart, but it is terrible. It sounds, I get to say that because I'm a brother, right? None of y'all get to say that because he's my brother, right? No. But And I give him a, we all give him a hard time. But the truth is, I'm telling you what, my brother sings from the heart. And it might not sound great, but it's not to us. He is singing to the Lord. And we need to be reminded that when we talk about being in unity and harmony, it's not because everybody nails every note, but it's that we all participate, that we all sing out unto the Lord. It doesn't matter whether it's perfect pitch or not. The goal is unity. It takes all of us. Well, you haven't heard me sing a solo, right? Well, I've heard you sing so low I couldn't even hear you, right? No. The goal is participation. And I've been there. I'm going to pick on Jax just for a minute because I know he can handle it. I've been in the sound booth at different places. And there's been times when I'm serving in other places, maybe in the service, but to be honest with you, I'm not really participating. And I've done that so many times. And then I come to the end of the song service and I might say this, well, I wasn't really on tonight. Well, did you help? Well, maybe not. Okay, the goal is not perfection in every note. The goal is participation, that we all sing unto the Lord, whatever our noise may sound like. We're not singing to each other. We're singing unto the Lord. Also, it reminds us of this, that the music needs to have a clear message. A clear message. Now, this is not going to be, I am not good, as in I don't know. My wife is a lot better with music and notes, and I'm not here to debate all that because I don't know, all right? But I will say this, that our music, it has to be distinct. It has to have a clear message. You know the joke, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but a joke I've heard growing up in Christianity is something like this, that some songs, are you talking about God or are you talking about your boyfriend? I don't know which, right? Kind of a joke. But the truth is, if we're going to have a song service where the Lord shows up, our music has to have a clear message. That's why our music shouldn't sound like AC/DC. That's why our music shouldn't sound like a rock concert. It should sound distinctly. Music is unto the Lord. And it's got to have a clear message, right? Their message was so clear. Here was the song that they sang. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Well, I mean, how can you get past that song, right? For he is good, his mercy endureth forever. The music was God-centered. And let me say this, it wasn't man-centered. That song was not about us. That song that they sang was about him. I mean, that's why we pick the songs that we sing at Central Baptist. It's because they're songs about him, right? And I mean, it's a little play on words, but it's true that all of our songs are songs that are songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. All of those songs should be about the Lord, should be to him. It's not about us lifting up ourselves. Look at me. You know, that's our argument with some of the music that can be played in churches today is the fact that it's all about me and I. And how many times are we saying me and I, but how many times should we be focused on him? He, him, God, right? And so that's what we're talking about, is that our music should have a clear message. Now, all of that to say a couple things and we'll be finished. And that is this, that when we're singing to the Lord, we have to remember who our audience is. Our audience is him. You see, that's the difference in songs and music in church and preaching. the truth is, during preaching, the audience is us as we hear from not our pastor, but we hear from the Lord through His Word, right? And so we're the audience. We're receiving from the Word. We're receiving from the Lord a message, right? Now that's what makes music totally different, that in our song service, we got to remember our audience is not our neighbor. Our audience isn't Brother Wayne. Sorry, I'm just picking on Brother Wayne a lot tonight, all right? No. It's not the pianist. Our audience is the Lord. And we need to sing to the Lord. And so we got to be careful that if we're going to have, and our desire is that every time we meet, that the Lord shows up in a great and mighty way. And our goal is to see the Lord work. But sometimes we're not really willing to put in the work for the process. We want the product. And the truth is, what we've found in our world today is that we can figure out how to put on a show. Isn't that the goal of smoke and lights? Our goal is not that we have smoke and lights. Our goal is that the Spirit of the Lord meets with us. Is that it's so evident. And so the first premise that I started off with is that our goal should not be that, well, why am I singing just as I am? Why am I singing nothing but the blood of Jesus? Well, because it's going to prepare me for the preaching. It will, but our goal should be I'm singing unto the Lord. And so our desire is as our song services, Brother Wayne starts us up on Sunday morning, and as he comes forward, our goal should be, man, I got to get into my place so I can be a part of the song service. I want to be a part of this. Why? Because we're praising the Lord. We're singing to the Lord. And sometimes Brother Wayne picks a song that I don't know. And that's okay. And it's not saying that everybody knows every word and everybody hits every note every time and we just really come together as we just have this great big choir that nails it every service. No. The desire is that God's people would praise Him, and as we praise Him, He shows up. And I tell you what, if we'll do that, man, we will be rip-roaring and ready to roll when Pastor gets up to preach. We'll be ready. Why? Because we've met with the Lord. So it's not that we're waiting to meet with the Lord when the preacher preaches. Man, we're waiting to meet with the Lord at the first song. We're waiting to meet with the Lord in the second song. Hey, we're hoping that the Lord shows up even in our fellowship handshaking time. It's about that we want to have a service where the Lord shows up. Well, here's the truth. It's going to take a little work. It's not going to happen just because we show up one day. It's because we're going to take some time to prepare our hearts. Lord, I want to praise You. We could say it this way. I want to praise You out of a heart of thankfulness. Man, aren't you thankful for what God's done for you? I'm thankful for what He's done. One of my favorite songs, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing Thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song sung by flaming tongues above, right? And when we sing songs, our goal is that we just sing unto the Lord. And when we'll do that out of a heart of thankfulness that we took time, you know, that sometimes unconfessed sin will hinder me in praising the Lord. It'll hinder our song service. It'll hinder the service of God moving and working in our lives. And so I know it's pretty simple, but at the same time, I believe it can revolutionize our services. That if we'll just get involved, get behind it, prepare our hearts. Lord, I want to sing out of a heart of thankfulness to You. There's a song, Nothing Between My Soul and the Savior. Right? And I want to sing unto the Lord. It's going to take some preparation. It's going to take some self-evaluation. As I'm coming to church, Lord, I pray that you'd help me. I pray that you'd cleanse me of sin that would stand in the way of you working today. And take the time for preparation and join in. Come on, just join in. Sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Let it not just be a joke that we talk about to people who can't sing. Let it be our theme. I want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. How many times in the Psalms do you hear about coming into his courts with praise? Singing unto the Lord, right? That's what we should do. And then just remember, hey, our music does need to have a clear message. It needs to be Christ-centered, right? And so as we do that, I believe he did it for them. And if he did it for them, his promise is that he'll do it for us. That he'll move. That his spirit will be so thick. And I'm not saying that every service that pastor, sorry, can't preach. Man, the Lord just showed up. No, but our goal should be to meet with the Lord. That every time we sing unto the Lord with all of our hearts in praise for all that he's done. Lord, we thank you so much for your many blessings. And I pray that you'd help us. God, we like the product. God, we enjoy services where your spirit is so evident. God, we want to meet with you every time we gather. God, your promise is that where two or three are gathered in my name, there you are in the midst. And God, we want you to be so thick in every service that nobody could walk away saying, well, maybe the Lord was there, maybe he wasn't. No, God, I pray that every time we'd gathered together, that you would be able to do your perfect work. And God, I pray that you'd help us in unity and in harmony. God, I pray that we would just, God, prepare our hearts for singing to you and then sing with all of our might, praising you. God, and I pray that you would help us tonight. Help us to be encouraged. God, what a wonderful blessing a song service can be in our time of worship to you and hearing from you through the preaching as well. God, I pray that you'd help us. Help us to see maybe an area, maybe two, that we could work on, that we could just that we could work to be more like you, and that we could see you do a mighty work in Jesus' name.